Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Have you ever had the experience when you knew something in the back of your mind but never thought about it much, only to have someone bring it to the forefront and have it hit you like a ton of bricks? That happened yesterday during a meeting when a member of our board asked when we would pack up shop and leave the Capitol. I said not until the last day of the session, of course, and then it dawned on me how much our presence at the Capitol has changed over the past decade. When we first began, it was just me and one assistant. I worked several important bills over the course of the session, which meant several day trips from our office in Laurel to the Capitol. As our workload grew, it eventually made sense to rent a place in Helena. I wasn't there full-time, but it was cheaper than renting hotel rooms. Eventually, our workload grew to the point where we hired a full government affairs team and rented two places, one for the men and one for the women. Now we've gotten to the point where our team lives in Helena full-time for the 4 months of the session. We try to make it home on weekends, but sometimes even that doesn't happen. Over the years, we've come to realize, to be effective, you have to be here. In addition to our normal bill load, we have legislators come to us every day asking for help with projects, things like helping to draft amendments, or doing research, or floating an idea through back channels to see if compromise might be possible on a contentious bill. Sometimes newer legislators just need advice from someone who's been part of the process for longer than they have. These are all part of the day-to-day work of our government affairs team, and it cannot be done long distance. I said a few days ago that we're entering the fourth quarter of the legislative session. This is when things began to happen quickly, and being at the Capitol becomes even more important for several reasons. First, as we get closer to the end of the session, we enter the season of the conference committees. This is where a bill that was passed by one house was amended by the other, then goes to a conference committee made up of members of both houses where they come to agreement on the final wording. Unlike normal committee hearings where we have a couple of days' notice, these meetings can happen on the spur of the moment. And if it happens to be a free conference committee rather than a simple conference committee, the bill can be changed drastically. Another reason to be at the Capitol will be familiar to anyone who's ever served on a ship. It's the consummate rumor mill. Rumors that affect legislation are constantly circulating throughout the Capitol, and it's our job to separate fact from fiction. That's easier to do if you're actually here. And finally, we increase our value if we're easy to reach. That means late-night calls and being available for early morning meetings. It's all part of the process, and it's crucial if we want good bills to pass and bad bills to die. In addition to being a resource for legislators, we also see ourselves as a resource for you, our listeners. We try to keep you up to date and informed on those bills that affect families, traditional values, life, marriage, and religious freedom. When I say that your input makes a difference, it's not a cliche, it's the truth. When thousands of letters and phone calls descend on the Capitol, we see votes move, and that's the name of the game. So thank you for taking the time to be involved. Between us, I think we make a pretty good team. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.